Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean, the natural vet, an integrative, holistic vet who can help you make good decisions for your pet's wellness. We're here to answer any question you have about your pets. Our number is 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors, companies we've invited to be here. We believe in them and use them ourselves, so please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Please check out all the wonderful pet shows I co-host every week on our new network. Tomorrow is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore and Dog Travel Experts. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of 8paws LLC and Dr. Sean Messonnier DVM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Darling Dr. Sean, the natural vet, what kind of a day have you had?
Very busy. I can't believe it's already time for our show.
It's crazy. It's nutty. It's morning,
it is,
and then it's
it?
Night. And what happens in between? What's
and
been going
not
on?
There's time to do stuff.
There's never. I can't even breathe. I mean, never mind. Eat. Who has time to pee? I mean, I'm sure many of us have these problems in life. It's just part of the modern world. Never a moment's rest.
That's
anything
right.
Interesting going on in the clinic? Have you had some interesting pets come in? Interesting, like in a good way or a bad way or a worrisome way?
You know, we haven't really had anything in a bad way, which is good.
Good.
I want to talk on the show tonight a little bit about cancer because we're seeing a ton of cancer patients.
Yes,
and
yes.
Since it's allergy season, we want to talk about allergies sometime tonight too.
Definitely. There's one question I want to ask without divulging any confidence, but
sure.
The sister of the amazing artist who created our logo for the Radio Pet Lady Network, such a talented artist. Her sister came to be with her. She had had a medical reason to need some sisterly love.
Correct.
And she happens to live in Plano, Texas. And she came to see you. Was that an interesting visit?
That was a wonderful visit. Her sister Jennifer is very, very sweet.
Wonderful.
Two wonderful Dalmatians. So we're
doing
some natural things for them. We've got some things planned for them. So it's always nice to get referrals from our listeners. And hopefully we'll be able to make a difference in the lives of these two great Dalmatians.
Isn't that nice? And, of course, she's more than a listener. She's our very own logo. She's the look of the Radio
Pet
Lady Network, where her sister is. And it all happened through Jennifer. So I'm so glad you got to see her Dals. Not so many Dalmatians around. They used to be so.
No, I know.
Right? I mean, they used to be
Correct.
So popular, and everyone who had a fire truck had one, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Because they were inbred a lot, they were mean dogs. And these two are very sweet. And I'm starting to find that, you know, if we get away from like inbreeding and overbreeding, that actually most of these dogs are really good. But when you get into all the breeding issues, that's when they look more for producing as many puppies as they can quickly. They look for coat. They don't really worry a lot, unfortunately, about personality behavior, which is really, really important.
And this happens in any breed that gets
yes.
popular. Also, the Dalmatians have a tendency to deafness, don't they? Isn't that one of the defects of the breed?
Yeah, especially if you have some weird mutant coat colors or eye colors. These two actually are not. They're fine.
Lovely. Well, that's good news. All right, let's talk cancer. Let's talk for a cheerful topic like cancer.
Well, the main thing I want to point out with cancer, because we see so many pets with cancer, is first of all, and I'll use an example of a pet today, okay? We have a little dog, a little Cocker Spaniel. I'm actually doing surgery on this little dog Thursday. Seen it before, aspirated its tumor, and couldn't tell exactly what the tumor was other than it's something that needs to come off.
Now, let me ask you, where on the body is it so people can imagine
this is
their
chest
Cocker
area,
Spaniel?
So right underneath the chest.
Okay, on a lump about the size of like
maybe
they always like
a
citrus
quarter.
Fruit. A
yeah,
quarter.
No, no,
so
no, not too big.
Okay, this is important for people to understand that any little lump on your dog needs to be looked at with a needle biopsy, taking out some of the cells. And then if you have a vet like Dr. Sean, who says something just – it doesn't look like fat, right, Sean? It doesn't look like lipid cells, not fat cells, and then you have to go in. So you're going to do this surgery on his little chest.
Just to remove it and find out what's going on. You're right.
Good. Okay. So that's
here's some of my things to talk about with cancer. There's so many things we can do for pets with tumors and cancer, but owners need to bring their pets in the first time they find a lump.
Yes.
Don't sit around and watch it grow.
Yep.
And if your doctor says, oh, yeah, it feels like a fatty tumor, let's kind of keep an eye on that, you need to run and find someone else because you're keeping eye on things that may grow and may kill your pet. So there's no reason to do that.
And this lucky girl or gal or owner was already your patient and knew to be vigilant. Any change? Go in to see Dr. Sean.
No. I mean, basically, she came in for a couple of reasons, including that one. So we're going to, you know, obviously focus our attention on this. She's concerned it could be cancer, obviously. You know, we're concerned about that as well.
Right.
So we just need to make sure we get it off. So the main thing is we don't want to wait and watch for cancer to grow.
Yes.
If you decide, if we take it off and it is cancer, then you have some options. Now, ideally, the best results we get for pets with cancer are when we do everything, and that can include chemotherapy and radiation. But in general, if you look at our results, and this is true for holistic doctors in general, most pets with cancer, if you go to the specialist, they'll tell you even with chemo and everything, you're looking at 6 to 12 months. In our practice, it's about double that if the owner will do what I ask them to do. Now, what I ask them to do is a lot of stuff, a lot of expensive stuff. So pet health insurance is helpful. Care credit is helpful. All of these things are helpful because what I do is not nearly as expensive as the chemotherapy and the radiation. But to get the best results, we want to try to incorporate everything. If we can't incorporate everything, just keep in mind we have to take advantage of the body's own immunity and help it with all these wonderful natural therapies. We just have to do that minimal, and we can add other things to it like chemo or radiation if we want to do that.
So in other words – your wife is a breast cancer survivor, and I'm sure I know that there's many different kinds of breast cancer, and some of them respond to chemotherapy, different chemotherapies, some don't, some need radiation. As a holistic practitioner for animals yourself, was your belief with her, if I'm not invading your privacy, I don't think I am, because you wrote a fabulous book, Breast Best Choice. Say the title of the book, I'm going to say it wrong.
Breast Choices for the Best Chances.
Breast Choices for the Best Chances. Are you a believer in taking advantage of all of the more Western medicine, the more chemical medicine, and then helping the body after that with your holistic, natural way of looking at things? I mean, that would be my choice of how to handle
it. Well, I don't want to do one first or second or, you know, either or. You know, when you're first diagnosed with cancer, a person or a pet, there's so many things to go through.
Yes.
I think whenever you introduce natural remedies, it's helpful. I think they're better if you introduce them before you do everything else, because many of these natural remedies will make chemotherapy work better or minimize side effects from chemotherapy. So if you wait until afterwards, well, you've missed half of what the natural remedies are supposed to do. They're still helpful,
right?
And they're important. But I think the thing that people need to understand, it's a shame that doctors just don't get into this like you and I do.
Right.
But one of the questions I ask people, I'm actually going to be doing a talk for the North Texas Terrier Group in May talking about cancer.
Oh, nice. Where will that be? We have to put that on Facebook or something. In Dallas.
In North Dallas.
So, and it's all terriers? All breeds of terrier?
For this particular group, yeah.
Wow.
I spoke to them last year about allergies. We're talking about cancer this year.
Nice. Okay.
But here's the question I always ask owners or people for themselves. After you've done all the surgery to cut out cancer, you've done all the chemotherapy to poison cancer and sometimes the body, and you've done radiation to burn the cancer and sometimes the body, what are you doing to prevent the cancer from coming back?
Right.
And if the answer is nothing, then why are we surprised when the cancer comes back? Because
you
basically
have to make,
just said we're doing it. We're waiting around to see what happens. And
well,
you know that body's
already been a kind of welcome spot for cancer, so you want to make it inhospitable. You want to make it a place that cancer isn't welcome, right?
Very much so, correct. So that's kind of our goal and kind of our approach, and that's why we really promote and push all of the different natural therapies and see really, really good response as well.
Can you talk about, like, a Chinese menu, column A, column B? What are some of your very first things you reach for? Because there are not that many different types of cancer in dogs, right? We have mast
cell. Well, I mean, we've got a number of different ones, but the immune supplements are the same. the specific supplements for the cancer type are different. Of course, dosing is different. Right. But I'll mention some that are available at my website. People can get these without even a prescription. It's Dr. Sean's Naturals. And, of course, you can give out to the website for the coupon in a minute. But the first three things I use are the Healthy Chi, which is an herbal supplement, the Olive Leaf Plus, which is an olive leaf extract, and then the CI support, which helps support for cancer and or any immune disease. So those three minimum we start with. We'll also do things like the Nordic Naturals fish oil. We'll do other antioxidants, et cetera. But those three things, the Healthy Chi, the herbal CI support, and the Olive Leaf Plus, are minimum for any pet with either cancer or any immune problem. It could be a chronic skin problem. It could be a chronic bladder problem in a cat or dog. It doesn't really matter. We're supporting the immune system to fight whatever it needs to fight.
Well, let me ask you, just the other day on the Expert Vet, Dr. Donna and I were discussing Addison's disease, and we had a wonderful message on Facebook from a real nice gal, her name is completely escaping me, saying, oh, I'm sorry I missed the show. My dog has Addison's. And I said, call in tonight because Dr. Sean might be able to give you some holistic ways in managing the Addison's. And those adrenal type diseases, those are immune diseases, right? I mean, these would be diseases that an animal lives with. And I would think that your three supplements would improve the quality of life while living with it.
Absolutely.
Is that fair to say?
Use a lot of herbal remedies for Addison's disease as well.
Oh, I hope our darling friend from Facebook is listening and will call in. I'm so sorry I forgot your name. You think I would have held on to it, but I didn't. But our number is 888-627-6008. And Dr. Sean has, you know, herbal remedies are so comforting to people, Sean, because whether it's cancer, whether it's Addison's disease, whether it's some of these other, you know, difficult to figure out, difficult to diagnose diseases. Once they get figured out, then there aren't that many options with Western medicine. You know, some cortisone for some of these things. But if you can add some of the marvelous supplements that you have, I think for people that aren't even that knowledgeable about Eastern kind of philosophy of supplementation, there's still something really comforting. Wow, I can give something healthy. That's not damaging, that's not a chemical, it's healthy and it's going to help boost health. I think that that psychologically is very, very comforting to the pet owner, and probably that feeling of I'm doing something good for you, sweetie, comes across to the dog or cat and they pick up that same vibe. I bet you've seen that.
Absolutely.
Because people can feel really hopeless, you know, and I mean that's a kind of really crummy feeling. We're going to go for our break because we have a really neat new special friend of Cat Chat and Dog Talk who we'll say hello to after our first break. Her name is Lee, and she has a wonderful website called Pet Honoring, and it helps people with pet grief and loss. And I'm sure it's something that you would love to know about it because, you know, when you have the unhappy situations and you have to help people deal with their feelings after they've lost a pet, it's great to know there's a support system. So we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, y'all can call us, 888-627-6008, and we'll be saying hello to our newest special friend of Cat Chat and Dog Talk. We'll be right back. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to help solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment and comfort new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feelaway diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals Omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. Vaxacheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? Vaxacheck is a new blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis, and needs revaccination or not. Vaxacheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use Vaxacheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. Vaxacheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And Vaxacheck for cats is coming soon. We are back and very happy to welcome our newest special friend of Cat Chat and Dog Talk, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's really wonderful. Dr. Sean, this is one of those special things that happens through social media. I've never had it happen before, but I was on LinkedIn and I was reaching out to all kinds of people in the pet world thinking maybe they want to know about our show. And Lee, you wrote to me and you were so, really open. And you said, I've done two radio programs about my wonderful work with dealing with pet loss and grief. And one was a great experience. And one I went on the radio and after I got off the interview, the host made fun of people being all so sad. It's only a dog and it's only a cat. Well, fie on that person, because we think that the work you're doing is wonderful. Will you talk about it a little bit? Because I think all of us listening and all of us living with our pets knows that the grief we feel when we lose a pet, they could be 18 years old and they could be 8 months old. It's devastating in either case.
Yes, and thank you for saying that, and thank you for addressing it. But grief from pet loss is very real, and we have loving, deep, wonderful relationships with our pets. They become a part of our family. They, you know, in a lot of ways become a part of our heart. And, mm-hmm. you know, when they die, the loss is very real. And to discount that loss, I think, is very damaging because it doesn't give you permission to grieve a lot of times.
And there's been a change in society. It used to be something you were almost embarrassed to admit. And I think now, as the concept of pets being a family member has taken more hold and has been acknowledged, that the work you're doing deserve getting the respect that it's always deserved, but that people didn't know how to say, I need help, I need a support system, I want to feel better.
Right.
And
I
think a lot of what you do gives closure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people grieve deeply and then a lot of times for a long period of time because they don't know how to deal with it. And for humans, we have a lot of processes in place. We have memorial ceremonies, we have funerals, people understand. And I think that people need the same thing for pets.
Explain what it is that you do, because it's really unique. I've had grief counselors, pet loss counselors on my NPR show Dog Talk before. And I'm guessing, Sean, that you may have, I don't know that you have those services available to people in Plano, Texas, but the Animal Medical Center in New York City has had a pet loss grief counselor and free Tuesday night groups for, I don't know, 20 years. But a lot of times people live in a place and they don't know, how do they make a ritual around this? How do they find some kind of closure and some kind of peace? And I think many of the ideas that you have are really wonderful tools for people to be able to deal with their grief in a really concrete way, in the same way that we have wakes, funerals, memorial services. So talk a little bit about what you do at Pet Honoring.
Yes, thank you. I think that type of activity where we have a dedicated time to say thank you and to honor that soul. And we do this for humans and for pets. You know, we don't have that. So there are many different levels and many different ways that this can be done. It can be done in person. You can have somebody orchestrate or officiate a pet honoring ceremony, a pet memorial, and this can be done, you know, customized. There are a lot of wonderful people out there doing this, and I do it in person. But also, because of media and wonderful technology, I'm also able to customize a pet honoring ceremony and hold it in my studio and record it.
Wow.
So, Yeah, and then I can send it to the person, and they can, in their own time and in their own space, listen to it. And they can, you know, add their personal, unique, you know, things that they want to do, you know, at that time. But it gives them a structure and a modality to move through that way of just saying, thank you. Thank you so much for the value that you have, you know, added to my life and to honor this soul. And the ceremony is very similar to a memorial. It's customized for the pet. I'll have a consult with them prior to discuss their specific relationship with the pet. And it is structured and emphasizes the honoring, the loving, the thanking, and have a way to do that. So that's one way.
It's a lovely thing to be able to offer to people. And I definitely want people to go to RadioPetLady.com, go to the Cat Chat and Dog Talk page, and you'll see right on there pet honoring, and you can get in touch with Lee in all the wonderful ways, as you say, that new media allows us to do, and find out all the other ways that you have to offer this. Sean, I would think that it might be something wonderful for you to be able to mention to people in your practice. I know that when I've had to have a dog put to sleep in the office, it's sort of you leave, if you have a really big dog and, you know, you don't really take their body helmet, and there's no closure.
No,
you know?
I mean, right. I think that's right? So important for people to be able to do that.
And if the veterinarian can offer that, it's a harsh place for a vet to be. But often you've lived through the whole life of an animal with those people. You're the one sending them across the rainbow bridge, as they call it. It's very emotional for everyone, emotional for your vet techs and your office staff. You probably give them a separate door to go out because they're sobbing. And if you could give them this concrete thought that when they're ready and or would like it, that, you know, the special friend of your radio show pet honoring may be something that will give them comfort and relief. And I think that's just, I think it's great that you've done this, Lee. I think it's innovative and a wonderful service for people. We really thank you for that. And we thank you for becoming a special friend. We love you for that. And
Absolutely.
We hope you'll call in on other weeks and tell us some of the other things you do so we can hear it little by little. Okay. We like our
Absolutely.
Special friends to stay in touch. Thank you very, very much for calling in and for reaching
Wonderful.
Out. We appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you so much for all the work you do. All right.
It's our pleasure. The number to reach us is 888-627-6008. And we have Annette calling us. Hey, Annette, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. You have a question for Dr. Sean?
Yes, I do. My dog was diagnosed a few years ago with Cushing's disease, and she has to go in again to get, a check ever so often to make sure that her dosage of the Veterol is correct. And the last two times I had her levels checked, in the evening, she would have a rapid heart rate. And I asked the vet about this, and it happened two times now, and they said that wasn't something typical and that didn't happen often. So they thought maybe this time they would try the HCTH test with a solution instead of a gel, and maybe that would make a difference. And I was just wondering if you ever heard of dogs having a high a rapid heart rate after the ACTH test. And if it's better for me to just avoid it and just keep her on the dosage she is on, I mean, what is more dangerous?
Okay, so explain to me what's going on and what was the first test you mentioned?
Well, every time we have the HCTH test.
ACTH.
Yes.
Okay, and this is for a dog with Cushing's, right?
Yes.
How old is the dog, Annette, and what kind of dog?
She's 14 and a half. She's a black lab mix.
Well, good for you.
And
now, are you sure she has Cushing's, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting because
once she got on the Veterol, all the incontinence stopped. Her hair, her coat is beautiful again. Other than that, she's very playful still. She is very active. But I have to get her levels tested ever so often, And I was just concerned because the last two times I had her tested, her heart rate would go up at night. And I'm laying on the floor with her at night because her heart is just racing at night.
Well, one thing that would be great, Annette, is if you would write me this question to radiopetlady@gmail.com.
Okay.
I'm going to run it by, on next Monday's show, Dr. Donna, since we just did a show on Cushing's and Addison's.
Okay.
Just did the show. And that would be a really interesting show for you to listen to as well. I will definitely bring
Monday
this question
night
to her. It's on Monday night, but if you go on radiopetlady.com and go to the expert vet, you'll see the podcast from yesterday's show.
I will do that.
And that might be really useful. Is there something, Sean, that you recommend for dogs with these adrenal problems to support them while they're dealing with the illness?
Yeah, what I was going to say, I think we were talking over each other, so I don't know if you could hear me or not, but it's very unusual for Labradors to have Cushing's disease. It's very, very common for them to have the exact opposite disease, Addison's disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to make sure we were talking about the correct disease. But if your lab is one of the strange ones that just has Cushing's, which is really rare in labs, then we have a couple of options. In our practice, we actually use – I have a formula I created called Cushing's formula that we use
for
all of our adrenals dogs that works really, really, really well for these dogs. So we combine the Cushing's formula with liver support.
I know that.
Annette, you got to listen to Dr. Sean. That's all right.
Let me finish. Okay. So we combine the Cushing's formula with another adrenal glandular formula, and I have a liver support called Dr. Sean's liver support. So those three things are my basic formulas, plus sometimes we'll do a detox depending upon how long the dog's had the problem. Is your dog being treated with any drugs for the Cushing's?
Just the Veteril, 30 milligrams.
Veteril. So that is what?
Trilistan.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, okay. Well, and that's fine. Now, once again, you know, the products I just mentioned are prescription products. You can't go to my website and get them. You'd have to do a phone appointment if you wanted to do that. And we do a phone appointments a lot. So we can do that, and we have to be careful because your dog's on trilistan. So this is why you have to consult with a holistic doctor to make sure we don't overdose things. But usually adrenal glandular support plus the trilistan would be very, very safe. Now, the ACTH test is not one that I typically do for Cushing's. I typically do that for Addison's disease, which is the opposite disease. If you read the literature, you know, the dexamethasone suppression test is actually preferred for diagnosing. Once I have a patient that's stable, if I have to use a chemotherapy drug like trilistan, I usually don't routinely test them. I haven't had any side effects from the ACTH test when I do it. I know the ACTH test is quite a bit more expensive than the dexamethasone suppression test. But the Cushing's dogs that I have, most of them are not on any drugs because we're on all these supplements. But if we have them on drugs, unless we're having problems, I just don't see the value for me to repeatedly test them other than a basic blood profile and a urinalysis to make sure we've got everything else under control. I just don't get a lot of information if the pets are stable, so I don't really just like spending the money on those tests if we don't need it. But if you want to consider some natural therapies, go to my website, petcarenutri.com. There's information there how to get in touch with us. We can easily do a phone appointment and go through some of this particular information with you, which is also available for any of our listeners that have any problems whatsoever.
And want to think of a holistic path instead. Annette, very interesting answers. I mean, we're hearing a number of things here that to me are not necessarily a red flag, maybe an orange flag, because we have Dr. Sean saying, that's odd, that treatment would be for the opposite adrenal problem, and he wouldn't be testing once he had a stable dog, and you have a dog having a bad reaction to the test. So I would definitely hold off on anything. Send me the question. I'm going to address it with Dr. Donna on Monday. And I would suggest that between Dr. Donna and Dr. Sean, you may come up with a much better solution to maintaining that pooch's health. It seems like maybe what's being done, maybe the treatment's okay, but then what's up with that re-diagnosis, you know? It just as not a DVM, but somebody who's very familiar with the way vets think and the way vets perform their jobs, I'm hearing some caution signals here. a number of them, a little bit, you know, and let's see what Donna says, because diagnosing Cushing's and Addison's is very hard to do. And if the treatment seems to be for the opposite version, one is too much cortisol, right? Sean, and the other is not enough, then, you know, where are we with this? So, you know, hang tight. Certainly don't put the dog through. Don't change anything, but don't put the dog through any more testing until Dr. Donna has a shot at this and Dr. Sean as well. I mean, it's possible the two of them could triangulate with you and get the vet records. Seems like there might be a better management, possibly, you know, and get your vet involved as well. I think it sounds like you made a call and a good night. That's what I'm hearing.
Great call.
Yeah, really a great question. Feels like there's a lot of stuff there that you could get some good support on from our docs.
Okay, I have another, I don't know if this is going to be a quick question or not. She also has bicipital tendonitis in one of her shoulders, and it happened about a year and a half ago. And I've been doing cold laser therapy and now just switched to acupuncture. And nothing really seems to get rid of her pain. I don't want to keep her on pain meds like Medicam. I only do it as needed basis. Is there something else I could be doing for her pain?
Okay,
well,
here's
you know,
what I want to do. Sean,
can
we put Annette on hold because we need to go to a break? But Annette, do not go away. Doug, do not lose Annette.
Okay.
It's a really great question. I want to hear the answer because Dr. Sean's a big fan of laser therapy. Maybe there's a different laser to use. I don't know. I didn't have a great experience with laser, but I think there's different kinds of lasers. So we're going to go to a break. Annette is on hold, and we're going to hear part two of Dr. Sean's insight to what's going on with her lab. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. This show is also supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional supplement for dogs. It provides a special blend of more than 55 nutrients to improve the health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. In a scientific study of learning ability, the dogs who took Platinum Performance Supplement had better memory of new skills they learned compared to the control group of dogs that did not get Platinum Performance. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's a Platinum Feline formula for cats, too. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. We are back. If you have any questions for Dr. Sean, you can reach us at 888-627-6008. Dr. Sean, Annette's question about having used cold laser and then acupuncture and not really getting relief for this dog, are there very different versions of laser? Is one laser company or machine so different than another?
There are different lasers. I don't think the laser is part of the problem. You know, we might need to do some additional things in addition to laser or acupuncture. You know, in my practice, I actually have, once again, I have my own line of supplements that we're using. Most are not sold on my website. A few are sold at drshawnsnaturals.com. But I would suggest, you know, if we do a phone consult with her about her Cushing's disease, we could do something like my MS support, which is for musculoskeletal problems. We have a nice herbal natural pain relief, which is all natural, no chemicals in it. And we try those things first before we go to the stronger drugs, like she was mentioning, the Medicam or products like that. So I think a week or two on the MS support, the natural pain relief, maybe one or two other things, as well as continuing the laser therapy maybe once or twice a week would be a good starting point.
Now, Annette, you have an injury, though. It isn't just arthritis like my dog's, right? You have an actual injury that you know for sure?
Yes. She was diagnosed. It was about a year and a half ago. And initially, they tried putting an injection into her shoulder to, like, lubricate the area. I forget
yes.
what they called that.
Right.
Okay.
And it actually worked the first time for probably about 6 to 8 weeks. And then it stopped working. They did it one more time, and it did nothing. And that's when I started the cold laser therapy. She did get relief from the cold laser therapy at first, and now she's not. So that's when I turned to the acupuncture. And she's had 4 treatments of the acupuncture, and even the doctor was shocked that it didn't help her.
Because it
so
seemed like it
limp,
would work.
But, yeah.
What about chiropractor? Have you had a chiropractic adjustment?
I am trying to find a veterinarian that does chiropractic work in our
it's
area.
Hard.
And
it's
I'm not
hard.
Having
it's really yeah, hard. Well, I mean the American Association of Holistic Veterinary Medical Association that Dr. Sean belongs to, I believe they have probably a subset of those that practice chiropractic and acupuncture, but it's tough. I mean, it's hard for them to sort of make a living because there aren't enough people like you that are willing to try all these different non-chemical,
oh, yeah.
non-drug-related modalities. And there's no way for knowing if with – is it a muscle tear? Is that what the problem is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's
up
a
in
hard
her shoulder,
one.
And I think it was from, like, jumping off of something, you know, like off of the
right.
porch or off the back of my
right.
car or whatever.
And are you loath to use the Medicam and a pain reliever like tramadol because of her Cushing's disease? You think that is that too hard on her liver?
Well, her liver enzymes were really high, and her kidney, and I'd rather not use something like
yeah.
that. I'd rather
yeah.
go a natural route.
I don't blame you.
So
I don't blame
only,
you.
Yeah, and I only use it if she's really bad, but...
Sure.
She's a trooper. She wants to still go on walks, and she still
wow.
loves. Yeah, but you know,
she's a good girl.
Lab.
She's got a great owner. I mean, you're just going every distance you can with her. Going the natural route, the fact that Dr. Sean has put together these supplements that are
okay.
directed for just this kind of problem, I think that you're going to have maybe, you know, a 1-2 punch between the Cushing's, if in fact it is Cushing's, and
right.
her shoulder tear and get her some serious relief and have you worry less, which will also be a nice relief.
Mm-hmm.
By any chance, do you have pet insurance?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
Lordy.
Well,
all of you guys
you know
listening, here's Annette. You know, she could have been paying $30 a month for 11 years or 10 years or whatever age when you rescued
mm-hmm.
her. Maybe you got her some other way when she was young. I don't know.
Oh, we rescued her. Yeah.
Good for
and,
you.
You know,
she was a parvo puppy.
Oh, a parvo puppy on top of everything. Wow.
Yeah.
You're a
yeah.
good soul. All I can say is that those of you thinking, you know what? I'll do what they tell me on NBC News. I'll just put money away in a bank account and I'll have it for when she's sick. Well, no one's going to sit around and watch, you know, $10 a week add up and not touch it because your own
right.
pressing, you know, financial problems come along. And the cost of all these treatments is never what you anticipate. And of the lab
yeah.
work, I mean, leaving aside what the doctors do for you and can sell to you, the lab work, I mean, that's the numbers that are like, what, $350 for that blood test? So
exactly.
those of you listening, Dr. Sean and I believe wholeheartedly and firmly in pet insurance. I don't have no idea why it has such a bad rap. In
I think people just don't understand it.
I think you're right. They don't understand
mm-hmm.
it. You pay this money every month, and when you have a bill, there's a deductible, I've switched to a company called Healthy Paws that only has one deductible per year. I used to be with one where it was one deductible per incident. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you cut your paw and it's over 100. Well, you have to take the 100 off. And I want to tell you that 80% of all bills after that deductible, which you choose what the deductible is, just like with your car insurance, you want a deductible a year of 100, 250, 500. That will lower your premiums. They will then pay 80% of every bill. That would be 80% of your telephone consult with Dr. Sean, 80% of what he sells you. I mean, wow. So yeah,
Definitely go that route next time.
and check with us to see which company we like the best, because we're always got our antenna up. Some companies seem great, then they change a little. So we're kind of hawk-like about that. Annette, we're so thrilled you called. Marvelous questions. Really appreciate that you reached out to Dr. Sean, and I'm always so excited when he has an answer that really solves the problem, which is to not be going the chemical route, especially for the animals who can't tolerate it and the people who just don't want to go that way. So I'm looking forward to,
really
to hearing.
Thank you both for doing this and being there for everyone. And I do believe that when pets get old, owners have a responsibility to follow through and make their life as comfortable as possible till the end. And
wow.
I just advocate that for a lot of people. And anyway, so yeah, I'll be giving Dr. Sean a call on the side and see if we can get something going on with her, because she's a go-getter, and as long as she is up and running, I'm going to keep
keep her comfortable.
You've done a very good job together.
Yeah, you have.
14 and a half for that. That's just super.
11 and
a half.
Well,
I've been making homemade dog food. I've had so many dogs with cancer in the past, so I'm learning. I read and read and read about nutrition. And so these guys, the two I have now, you know, they're getting older, and there's no cancer because of the nutrition. But now I have to learn how to prevent the Cushing's and the other, you know, arthritis type of issues. So little by little, I'm getting better and better with the pets that we do have. So
we can tell you for sure that if you give the correct amount of Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to these dogs every day, that it not only has
Oh,
you do? Fabulous. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Super.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call. Also, don't forget to write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. I want to hear what Dr. Donna, who is a second opinion vet, I want to know her thoughts on this Cushing issue because Dr. Sean's already got some questions in his own mind. So it'll be great to have two good minds. Two good minds are better than none. You have a great night, Annette. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
take care. It's our pleasure. Tell your friends to listen. We want to tell everyone's friends to listen because we love having smart and interested listeners to our show. We're going to go off for a break. When we come back, talk about allergies, Sean. I mean, I know you can't help me because you're only a veterinarian and I'm not supposed to get my allergy help from you, but my allergies are going crazy. So when we come back, let's talk allergies because I know
you have
some great, great supplements for that. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Scientific tests show that Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Waruva Pet Foods are privately owned and made in a human food factory, so they're good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats. especially those you were trying to transition away from dry foods, which Woruva chooses not to make because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying this show, please check out all the other shows that I co-host. Mondays, there's Cat Crazy, followed by The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna, with second opinions on difficult medical problems. Tuesday is Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, followed by my long-running NPR show, Dog Talk. Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, with great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats, followed by Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog. Thursday, It's a Dog's Life with trainer Greg Cleva, followed by Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a veterinary nutritionist with advice about feeding your dogs and cats. You can listen to any previous shows in the podcast libraries at RadioPetLady.com. We're getting into the last quarter of the show, so if you're out there with questions burning a hole in your brain, give us a call, 888-627-6008. Dr. Sean, allergies, that's one of your specialties. You even wrote a whole book about it.
You know, I say I love allergies because it keeps me really busy. I don't know that I love allergies, but I love the fact that I started doing holistic medicine because of allergies, because I was so frustrated with all of the steroids, the antibiotics, and the histamines,
yes,
that really only cover up the signs and symptoms for a few weeks, and the pets are back to their allergies. So about almost 20 years ago is when I discovered this holistic approach for allergies. Then, of course, it segued into holistic approach for everything. So over the years, I found a number of therapies that work, and this month, because we're starting allergy season, on my little e-store, drshawnsnaturals.com, we have all of our allergy supplements on special pricing. So anybody can go there and check those out.
So wait a minute. They have to go to radiopetlady.com, go to the special page for this show, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, and there you'll see petcarenaturally.com, Dr. Sean's store, and the secret discount, which you can only find at radiopetlady.com. Well, probably somewhere else, but for the moment, only there. And it only applies to your personal supplementation creations, right?
Through that store, correct. And so
right.
You see the
and
link
your
to
shampoos.
My site and then the store there. That's correct. So all of those are on there. We have several allergy products. So to kind of get people starting on the right foot, even if your pet's allergies haven't flared up yet, save some money, get some of the products now, start your pet on them. Or you can wait till next month and pay more and do the same product. So if you want to get started now, I have a bunch of people ordering every day. I mean, literally half a dozen bottles of shampoo because I know they're going to use that many. So you can go through. We do run out of products sometimes because we get a lot of orders, but we just refill them. It's not a big deal. But anyway, if you can start your pets on something now, the shampooing I think is very important to cleanse the pet's skin. If the pet's skin is really bothering it, I recommend shampooing every 1 to 2 days for a week or two to get things under control, and then kind of as needed to control itching. We have a product on there called Olive Leaf Plus, which is good for the immune system. It's one of my favorite cancer supplements, but also for skin and ear problems, especially skin and ear infections, works really well. And then an herbal product called Zhao Allergy Support or Allergy Skin Support, which is my number one herbal oral liquid product to help pets. It's kind of like a steroid or antihistamine replacement that we use to get these pets started on something just to help calm their immune responses to all of this foreign gunk in the air that's just bothering their poor systems.
And one of the reasons that we recommend the shampooing, and you don't have to use a lot of shampoo. Of course, Dr. Sean would like you to use a whole bottle at a time, and then you'd buy more bottles. But
you don't need a lot. You're right.
Even he realizes that that's not necessary. It's really concentrated. You just put some in your hand and like smush it together like you would on your own shampoo for your hair. It's to rinse off all of those allergens that are airborne. You know, if you're like me, super allergic. If you, and I always forget to do this, if your nose is running or your throat is scratchy, your eyes are red and tearing, if you were to splash a lot of water in your face, you'd actually wash off this stuff that's in the air that's in your face and on your face, and your dog can't do that. So getting it off of them, the stuff that's the invisible stuff in the air, is a really important part of keeping the allergic reaction down. What about, do you believe in air filters like that? There's a couple of really cool ones that they're kind of promoting for pet allergies, but I think it's more for people that are allergic to pets, but of course it would help pets who were allergic to things. Do you think that those air cleaners help?
I think anything you can do is wonderful. Anytime we can reduce the allergen load on your pet, that's why bathing is so important. And the other thing people need to understand, if your pet isn't allergic but you have allergies, bathing your pet frequently is very important because the pets bring all this stuff in on their skin and coats, and you're exposed to this. They're in the bed with you. They're hugging you. I mean, they're close to the ground. They're rolling in their own feces. I mean, they're bringing in all sorts of stuff. So cleaning their coats daily or as needed is very, very important too.
And also they're licking their paws, they're licking their fur, and that saliva is another thing, particularly where cats are concerned, is the actual thing that people that are wildly allergic to cats, they're actually not even allergic to the dander, but to the dried saliva that's on the cat that then becomes airborne and sticky, could stick on walls, on floors. So if you could get your cat used to being rinsed, I know that sounds crazy, but that is a really great way to be able to have a cat and keep your allergic reaction to them down. What did you think about using a small bit of your shampoo and trying to teach your cat with very nice, warm, tepid water, not running it too harshly on them?
I think that's great. You know, I actually developed a shampoo and used it on my own kitties. All my pets are my guinea pigs when I do these things. But
of course,
I used it on them to make sure it was safe, which I knew it was. But I made sure it was safe, made sure they tolerated it very well. And I used it several times, and they did great. There's no reaction to it for the cats. Now, they have to like being bathed, which my cats started at a young age. So it's not a big deal.
And your ragdolls start when they're young. You give them a little rinsing with a bit of shampoo.
Yeah, just use the shit. That's fine. Yes.
And some cats, well, aren't there some Maine Coon cats? And I'm not sure about the Norwegian Forest cats, but certainly the Maine Coon cats, they apparently, actually, some of them love water, want to get in the shower with people.
That's right.
I mean, were those not the cats who were originated, I think, in somewhere like, if I recall this correctly, Portugal or somewhere, and would come on the boats across to Maine where they would dock?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And the cats,
I don't know their whole background, but I think that's right.
But they were ratters on the boats, and they would keep the mice and the rat population down and apparently swim quite well. I guess if they fell overboard or something, they did, you know, they developed the ability to swim and the pleasure in it. So if you have a big hairy cat like that, you can feel comfortable using a little bit of Dr. Shawn's shampoo and rinsing them that way. Are there other new things on your website now that we're talking Bargain Central, other things that we should glom onto now that we can?
As far as the website?
Yeah, we just have a minute or two. So is there any other?
Each month I'm going to run some sort of special. This month with allergy season, I thought I'd do allergy one. And we'll
do
some other ones down the road.
Okay, so that is a really good thing to do. You go to RadioPetLady.com, and then you click on Dr. Shawn's PetCareNaturally.com, and there's a store on his website. So you sort of have to go jumpity, 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 and you also get that wonderful discount. So they're on sale plus a discount?
Yeah, I guess I'm not going to make any money this month, but that's all
right. No, you're not.
It'll help a lot of pets, though.
You'll help a lot of pets, and you'll have people fall in love with you and fall in love with your website and wish that they lived in Plano, Texas and could just show up. I think it's very exciting that you're able, over the telephone, to help people that have no access. I mean, like Annette has no access to a chiropractor. Most of us have absolutely no access to a holistic vet who has your knowledge, who's developed these products, and, you know, there but for the grace that we can't get to them. How do we get to them? So having that telephone consult and often involving the person's own veterinarian, right? I mean, because sometimes you have to get records.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get records for our phone consult, that's always most important. We try to have people fax those to me at the office, ideally a day or so before the consult. But anything they can send is going to be very helpful for me to review.
And gives them a chance to check it out. Well, we're thrilled to have special friends. We do want to send a shout out to our special friends and invite any of you who are bloggers, who have a product, who have a store, who have a service, and you think it might fit with what we believe in and what we care about, we would love to invite you to be special friends of the show. You get a special spot on our page of the website. We link back and forth, and the people that follow us follow you, and it just becomes kind of a big love fest, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The more friends we have, I think the better, and the more pets we can help.
Yes, exactly. And very soon, stay tuned, there is going to be a free app So those of you that are now listening on your iPad or on your iPhone, smartphone device, there's going to be an app that allows you to click even more easily. And on Dr. Sean's site and many others, there's even going to be something called a widget. And the widget lives there. Doesn't it sound fun? It sort of sounds like – widget. It sounds like something from Harry Potter, if you
ask me. I know. It's a little creature somewhere.
Yes. And it's and you click on it, and while you're shopping at PetCareNaturally.com, you can actually listen to the Pet Radio Pet Lady Network. And if you call at the time of the show, you can shop and talk to Dr. Sean at the same time. Now, you can't beat that, Sean. That's
no,
like
that's
a trifecta, right?
If they
that's
can the do that, like but no driving at the same time.
A very good point. No driving at the same time.
When our friends safe and happy.
That's right. Love spending time with you. Thank you for all your wisdom and care. And thank you all
thank
for listening.
You,
take care, Dr. Sean. Hug your kitties, kiss your pooches. We'll be back to you next week. Bye for now.